I know.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Or you're the first one again.
Okay. I've got food in the oven, so I'm going to be up and down. I'm also using a new phone, so I hope I don't get lost on it.
I ordered a new phone, and it won't. Then I got told it's being delayed, and I have to find out tomorrow what that means.
Well, I think they said, they told me, because I went to two different places to find a phone, and they told me that they weren't ordering anymore because the new ones were going to come in September. And so some of them are not wanting to get the latest one.
Well, I'm not waiting till September.
Okay.
So I'll figure it out.
Yeah.
Brandela.
Good evening.
Evening.
Please join me in saying the Anabakoa. Anabakoa. Gedula Chimincha. Tati. Gimel, you've talked shut up. Kabel Rinat Amchasagvenu Taharenu Nora. Kufrey Cheyenne, Sintet Nun. Nagibor Dorche Hudha Kiva. Nun Gimel Dalet, Yud Kaf Shin. Barchem Tacharem, Rachamei Sid Kafsa, Tamid Gamlem. Betet Reish, Sadi Taf Gimel. Chasin Kadosh, Biro Tucha, Nael Adata, Het Kuf Bet, Tet Dunayan. Yachid Geer, Ramcha Penei, Zohle Kiddushata. Yigimalamet Pei Zayan Kuf. Shavatenu Kabel, Ushmatia Katenu, Yodea Talubot. Shimkufav, Tzadiyutaf. The letters of the month of Tammuz. The Taf that created the planet Lavana, the planet we call the moon. And the Chet that created the constellation Sartan, the crab, the astrological sign of Cancer. We have brought the energy of creation into our space. Now we will separate between the right column energy and the left column energy of that creation, utilizing the 13 attributes of mercy. Adonai Yohei Wahei. Adonai Yohei Wahei. El Rachum Vechanun. Erech Apayim. Ve'rav Chesed Ve'emet. Notzer Chesed La'alavim. Noseawon Wafesha. We're now going to connect to the energy of the year of the goat, 5777, by studying two verses. The first verse is Lamentations chapter 3, verse 52. Tzot Aduni Katzipor Oyevai Himam. When we take the first letter of these five words, we're able to parse it into Tzot Ki Ach, which translates as appear like brothers. And when we take the final letters of these words, we're able to permute them into Dir Yam, which translates as appear as tenants or a sea of tenants. The second verse is from Joshua, chapter 23, verse 8. The second verse also connects to the energy of the goat, because within this verse is the name of the year, Tafshin Ayin Zion. And the letters of that name are separated by seven letters each. Ki im ba Adonai Yohewahe Elohechem Tadebaku Kasher Asitem Ad Hayom Hazeh. Now there are two verses that connect to the previous year, 5776, which is the year of the pause. The first of these two verses is 2 Chronicles chapter 29, verse 34. Raka kohanim hayu limat v'lo yachlu lehavshit et kol ha'olot v'yechaskum achechem halivim. Ad kelo tam lacha v'ad yitkachu ha-kohanim ki ha-levim yishrei levav le-yitkadesh me-ha-kohanim. There are 25 words in this verse. When we take the first letter of each of these words, we're able to permute them into eight names of God. Adonai Yohei Wahei La La Hei Wa 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 Yo La Yo Ala Mei Hei 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 Aka A Reka Ha. The second verse that connects to the year of the pause is Isaiah chapter 26, verse 4. Bidhu Ba Adonai Yohewahe Ade Ad Kibia Yohe Adonai Yohewahe Tzur Olamim. The year 5775, the year that death is swallowed up forever, there were three verses that connected to this energy. And the first that we study is Job chapter 7, verse 19. Kama lo tishe mimeni, lo tarpeni athili ruki. The second verse we study is 1 Samuel chapter 23, verse 23. Uru udu mikol hamachavoyan. Asher yitchabe sham ushaltem Eli el nachom Wechalati yitchem Wechayim yeshno Baretz vehipasti Oto bekol alfe yichuda. And the third verse is also from Job. It's chapter 20, verse 7. Kegelo lanetzach yoved roav yom ruayod. We're now going to connect to the 72 names of God, following the pattern we've been following recently. Please scan the first four rows of the chart. And the fifth road, Yohewa Lahehe Kawako Menuda Anu Yohe Ame Rehea Yoyoza. Please scan the balance of the chart. And the 72 names from the Tzaddikim, please scan the first four rows. And the fifth row. Yo yo wa la he he ta ako menu da anu yo he wa me re he a yo he za. Please scan the balance of the chart. The names of the Tzaddikim who left this year, this day, the sixth day of Tammuz: Rabbi Chaim de la Rosa, Rabbi Moshe ben Rabbi Yaakov Shimshon of Kosov, Rabbi Shmuel Mahar, and Rabbi Yisrael Yaakov Algazi. In the eighth verse of the Ana B'Koach, we say in a whisper, today's class is a Zohar class for the Parasha of Chukat. The handout can be found on the Revealed Wisdom Matrix. The first row, the right-hand column, that link opens up to a list of all of the parashas. Please scroll down in the book of Numbers. You will find the parasha of Chukat. When you open that up to its landing page, scroll to section 10. And we will start with Pasuk 69. But we will start with a L'shem Yichud. L'shem Yichud Kud Shabarichu Yishkinte B'Tchilu Urchimud Chilud Chilu Urchimu L'yachta L'shem Yud He B'Vav He B'Yichuda Shilim B'Shem Kol Yisrael Limud Torah Mitzvah Lasok Torah Mitzvah Vayhino Amadunai Eloheinu Aleinu Maasei Adenu Kananei Aleinu Maasei Adenu Kananehu Vayadaber Ha'am Be'Elohim U'Moshe V'Gomer Parshita Ada Be'Atar Achara Yistalik Iminun Mi Meriba De Moshe V'Acharon. A translation. And the people spoke out against Elohim and against Moshe. This passage was explained in another place, with those scripture passages relating to the waters of Meribah. The meaning of Merivah is dispute. The waters of Merivah, which was a dispute against Moses and Aaron. My commentary. This is an introduction paragraph. It leads to a question, what will you reveal that is not revealed elsewhere? It's also helpful to remember where these verses were utilized. And one day I'd like to develop a web page that has all of the verses from the Tanakh recorded in or demonstrated in full, and then be able to tie them into the parasha and the specific verse that is being commented upon. Pasuk 70. Rabbi Yitzhak Patach Vayehi Bayom Hashlishi V'tilbash Ester Ester Malchut V'gomer Megilat Ester Peruhik Memra Uginkach Petuva Bein hakotu ketuvain, vayehi bayom hashlishi, veid chalash, chela dikufa, veha kaima berucha, vela gufa kedem betilbash, ista estar malchut, mai malchut itema. Bilbu she yitar, we are givu, we are givav now. Halav hakikre, elav etil bash, il ester. Malchut eit la bashat, the malchut ila kadisha vaday lavsha ruach kakodesh. Maita mazakta lehayatar, the gim did not rag puma de la. Lehava a mede ahidiktiv en ester. Magedet molatka Beolifna kolman Denatir pumeya Belishaneya Zakele itlabesha Peruach kucha Bekolmean Desate pume Pumeya lemila bisha, avadai hahumila, bisha leya, we love hanegaim, o tarat, timokdan katinyan, kativya, The translation. Rabbi Yitzhak opened the discussion with the verse, now it came to pass on the third day that Esther put on her royal apparel. And the word for apparel is malchut. The scroll of Esther was set in the Holy Spirit, and therefore it is written among the scriptures. Now it came to pass on the third day, when the body energy was low and weak, due to the fasting, she remained in her spirit without the body. Then that Esther put on malchut. What is the meaning of malchut? If you think it is glorious and purple garments, these are not called so by the name of Malchut. Esther put on Malchut means that she was clothed in the supernal holy Malchut. She was assuredly enveloped in the Holy Spirit, since Malchut is considered the Holy Spirit. What is the reason that she merited this stature, meaning Malchut? It is because she guarded her lips so as not to reveal anything. This is what is written. Esther had not yet made known her kindred or her people. We were taught that whoever guards his lips and tongue is worthy of clothing himself with the Spirit, with the Holy Spirit. And anybody who curves his lips to speak evil will be harmed by that matter of which he speaks. Meaning that if he speaks the evil tongue, like the primordial snake, then that snake dominates him. And that is why when Israel spoke against Elohim and Moses, he set snakes and vipers upon them. If he does not, he is afflicted by diseases or leprosy, which is burning like a snake, as we have already explained. My commentary. This is not a new explanation. It is being more strongly expressed. The halakha is speak judgment or discernment, and you will be discerned against or judged by and with your own words. Pasuk 71.
Vaydaber ha'am be'Elohim u'Moshe de'amru mila bisha pekudsha berichu u'ktargumo ve'im Moshe tzonatsu lama ve'elo he'elitunu Shavu kol afyayo, shav v'ayan, v'kich aizdeman, legabe b'ayhu, v'ayan. T'mogdan lom t'ash esha, v'ayil esha l'ma'ayahu. Benavlin meitin kada avishalach Hashem ba'am et hanchashim hasrafim.
The translation. And he spoke, and the people spoke out against Elohim and against Moses. They said slanderous things about the Holy One, blessed be He, according to the Aramaic translation of what is usually translated as murmur. And they quarreled with Moses. Why have you brought us up? They treated all aspects equally because they equated Elohim to Moses and said to them, why have you brought us up? This is why snakes that burn them like fire were sent upon them. The fire entered their internals, and they dropped dead, as is written. And Hashem sent venomous serpents among the people. Commentary, my commentary. In addition to Rabbi Ashlag comments, the important aspect is that the people ignored the hierarchy of the universe as defined by Hashem. And this hierarchy can be revealed by the physical world through simple observation. Pasuk 72.
Rabbi Chiyayo Amar Chivayan Hawo Idyan Melach Shan Ufu mayhu, una unashkin, umeitin may malchashan, kada aim yeshoch, sanachash bilau, lachash eshahawo, Milachatan befu mayhu, v'nashkin v'shadyan, esha behu v'itokta, me'ayayhu, u'meitin haveha milin, ilen istalaku, le'atar acharav. The translation. Rabbi Chiya said, snakes would approach and their lips would whisper and they would bite and die. What is whispering? It is as it says, if the serpent bites and cannot be charmed, also the language from Kohelet is without a whisper, a fire would glow from their mouths and they would bite and inject the fire into them. Their internal organs were burned and they died. And these items were defined somewhere else. My commentary. In this description describing the physical person or the person in the level of Yetzirah, you have to decide which is it a physical description of the person in the way he died, or is it a description of the world of Yetzirah? That's the end of the section. If we add section 11, we probably won't be it. Able to finish. It's a lengthy section. And if we add section 12, we should be able to finish, as I remember. No, we probably won't be able to finish that one either. So I'm going to call the class, primarily because I'm tired. Does anybody have any questions? I wish everyone Shabbat Shalom. And remember to concentrate when you hear the Torah on Shabbat morning to remove death from the world. Shalom to all.
Shalom. Thank you. I know.
Thank you.
Shalom. Shalom.